The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to call court into session. It is time. Yep, Slacker, get the wig. Get the wig.
Sorry. Yeah,
get the wig. I also need the... I also need the sound effects.
The
little... Burp. Yes, ooh. Okay.
Always ready.
Slacker's court is... I'm waiting
almost
for the wig to
almost
go on.
Session. Here we go.
Okay. It's worse than ever. Slacker's court is in session.
It's just been kept in a bag in his backpack.
I know. Well, yeah. What do you want me to do?
I texted him last night and said, can you make sure you bring the wig tomorrow? And he said, it is always in my bag.
It's always in my bag. I just wasn't ready. I forgot about that text. Okay.
Amazing. Well, who would I be speaking to? Is that the defendant?
Who's the defendant?
Aaron.
Oh my god!
Yes, and I get to be the bailiff.
I will say our bailiff today is a little bit on the defendant's side.
But I'm just the judge, right?
You're just the judge.
Oh my god,
you,
I love it.
You and I are. You're probably.
We do need to get you a gavel.
Yeah, I really
do need a gavel.
Yeah, that'll do.
Hear ye! Court is now in session.
I have evidence that Aaron Doyle is a liar. I have evidence that maybe she doesn't know what she wants in life.
That's true. I've never claimed that. I know that.
Okay.
Hold on. What are you doing? You know we're on the air.
It's not what you think.
Okay.
I, after Aaron left yesterday evening, walked into her office,
mm-hmm.
and there I saw a bowl full.
Yeah.
Full.
Of M&Ms.
Yeah, those are Slackers from Halloween.
Okay. But they've been in your office.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to rewind the tape.
Just real quick, my office, you can see walking down like kind of a busy hallway. So I put the bowl for everyone to see.
Sure. Absolutely. That's no problem. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is that if we rewind to a couple days ago, Aaron sat here and defended the hell out of T-Hack, who claimed that M&Ms were the best Christmas treat.
Red
and green M&Ms.
Red and green.
But
red and green.
These ones are from Halloween. They're left over from
that. Absolutely, they are. I just want to point out that if M&Ms are possibly your favorite Christmas treat, how is the bowl?
How's it full?
Filled with M&Ms.
Because I also have other candy from
Okay.
And these ones, do you want me to go through and eat only the red and green ones?
That would be better.
They taste exactly.
Mm-hmm. They taste the same, and you're claiming that out of anything else, the red and green M&Ms are the best Christmas treat. They taste the same, but at Halloween, you want nothing to do with them?
Yeah, no, that's you're a hypocrite.
I'm not.
You are.
They're different M&Ms.
No,
they
I would
are.
Like
they're
the defendant
exactly
to try to make a strong case.
I think
here.
It's perfectly in line. They are not the red and green M&Ms.
So therefore, I'm not eating
the best.
Them. Tis the season for red and green, so I'm not eating them right now.
I am going to leave the show right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go to King Soopers. I'm going to buy red and green M&Ms. Then we are going to blindfold you, or I can gouge your eyes out. Either one. But you're not going to be able to see.
I don't think you're allowed to threaten.
I am the judge.
Judge, I actually think threats are a little unchill. But she has not yet made a strong argument.
You don't have an argument. If you're blindfolded and I put a brown M&M in your mouth, you're going to tell me you know that it's brown?
I'm saying I've never said that they taste different. I'm just saying that they are the best treat because of their appearance.
They're the best treat, but the bowl is full of them.
Right.
Of not red and green ones, of the regular ones. They're different. They're different.
Also, the ranking system is not just the best tasting. What kind of ranking would that be? This is the greatest. It's not just taste.
I think it's best.
It's heritage.
Based on what?
It's heritage. It's length of time. It's impact on the season.
Yeah,
it's a lot of different numbers.
I will thank you to take that tone down about five. Are you the judge or am I the judge? Are you the judge or am I the judge?
I'm the bailiff.
You will respect me in my courtroom.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what I thought. This is dumb. Colorblind people are walking around going, why is this conversation happening? And M&M, is it?
He
now you made me
drop
my pen.
I would also like to point out, even non-colorblind people are thinking this is dumb.
They are. Everyone, the people at Nielsen who rate our show think this is dumb.
Imagine hosting a Christmas party and you put out a bowl of M&Ms, but you don't buy the red and green ones. You just put out a regular bowl.
It's depressing.
What kind of Christmas party is that? And guests are going to notice.
Yeah.
That's the kind of impact.
One
of the many factors taken into the rankings, thus...
No!
The number crunching is not just a blind taste test. How the hell would Figgy Pudding end up on the list if it was best tasting?
We also want to talk about that sometime!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.